This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations of Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Welcome to this bonus episode of the Good Food Podcast with me, Cassie Best, the food director here at Good Food. In this week's podcast, Orlando Murrin and Chelsea Collins discussed all things Pancake Day, including my recipe for banana pancakes with crispy bacon and maple syrup. Don't forget, you can pause this episode at any time if you want to cook along with me. This recipe serves four and makes about 10 pancakes. The ingredients you will need are 8 rashers of smoked streaky bacon, or you can use pancetta strips, 140 grams of self-raising flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 2 tablespoons of light soft brown sugar, 2 ripe bananas, you'll need 1 mashed and 1 thinly sliced, 2 eggs, 25 grams of butter, which you'll need to melt, plus a little bit extra for the pan, 125 millilitres of milk, and some maple syrup to serve. Heat the grill to high. Arrange the bacon on a baking tray lined with foil. Cook for 5 to 7 minutes until crispy, then turn off the grill but leave the tray inside to keep warm. In a bowl, mix the flour, baking powder and sugar with a pinch of salt. Make a well in the centre and add the mashed banana, eggs, butter and milk. Whisk to a smooth batter without any floury lumps. Heat a little butter in a large frying pan. Once sizzling, ladle in small dollops of the pancake batter, leaving a little space between each one as they'll spread out as they cook. Put 2 or 3 slices of banana onto the surface of each pancake and cook for 2 minutes over a medium heat. When you see bubbles appear between the banana slices, flip the pancakes over and cook for 1 minute more until puffed up and golden. Transfer to a plate and keep warm with the bacon while you cook the rest. Serve the pancakes with the crispy bacon and a drizzle of maple syrup. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Good Food Podcast. For more recipes and inspiration, visit bbcgoodfood.com.